G'day legends, legendaries, welcome to another episode of Generation Get To It, a sugar hit of positivity and health for you to get the most out of yourself to inspire this generation and the next. Make sure you like and subscribe to get the latest episodes, to share the word, get more people out there changing their lives for the better. So for today's episode, we've actually got a very special episode because we are introducing a new format to the way we're going to be doing at least one of the episodes every now and again. We're calling this one the Teen Legend Special. So the Teen Legend Special is a podcast that is just for teens so they can get the most out of understanding how health works, how they can start creating healthy habits, start building more resilience, building more confidence, increasing their self-esteem or self-compassion, and making sure that they don't know the ins and outs of how things work in the world. Because ultimately, I want to be able to help a lot of teenagers directly. At the moment, we're currently doing a lot of work through teenagers with mentoring, but I want to be able to create another outlet for teenagers to be able to learn and grow. And so if you're a parent out there who has a teenager or you know someone who is a teenager, please get the word out there to get more people jumping on the pod listening to the teenage specials. So for today's episode, we're learning all about how we can build a lot of confidence in self, bring some empowering beliefs to the table, and make sure we are growing in the right direction. Because the last thing we need to be doing is getting stuck in a situation where we feel like we're not good enough, we're never going to get better, and the whole world is coming, you know, closing in around us. So this episode is all about how we can develop a thing called a growth mindset. Now, a growth mindset will be something that will help you to improve at sport. If you're someone who struggles with classes and academia and learning to behave in a classroom, this episode is going to be really important to you. It's also going to be a way to help you be able to reach out and talk to other people and make sure that you're learning along the way, asking the big questions that you may have been afraid of and being curious in the way that we go about ourselves, because the person who asks the most questions is often the one who learns the most. So for today, we're going to start off with a quote from a person called Gregory Williams. On the other side of a storm is a strength that comes from having navigated through it. So raise your sail and begin. So as we go into the story, I'm going to explain a little bit about why I think this is so important. Because there was a time when I was a teenager, I want to say not too long ago, where I found it really hard to get better at certain things. There were definitely a lot of things I could get better at. I feel like I was always better at making sure I could, you know, work on my athletic ability and try and improve physically. I also thought that there was some kind of way that I was able to get better when it came to academics, but there's a lot of things I felt like I wasn't able to get better at. And I really wanted to know why. Why I wasn't able to get better at talking to, you know, people confidently, for example. Why I felt like I was never someone who was able to be that kind of standout person and do some crazy, amazing things in my life. But by building a growth mindset, I figured out there's a way we can actually do that. And it's something that can be very, very simply taught and also learned. And therefore, we're able to teach it to you as a teenager to make sure we're getting the most out of you individually. So when it comes to a growth mindset, let's look at what a fixed mindset is first, which is the opposite of growth mindset. So a fixed mindset is the belief that our abilities, our intelligence, and our talents are all set in stone, and that we're born with a certain capacity for learning and achievement, and these can't be fundamentally changed. So no matter how hard you try, no matter what you try and do, all the different methods, all the successes and failures, you're still going to be in the same place. And the reason why this is such a bad thing, we don't want to have a fixed mindset, is because it stops you from avoiding challenges. Those challenges that you want to, you know, take on and achieve, you won't do them if you believe that they're not going to make you better, or you'll never get better enough to do it. You won't, you know, you have a fear of failure, so you don't want to try new things. You won't be able to like give a sustained effort. So if something gets really hard, you say, this is it, I'm done, I'll never learn this anyway. So you may as well just give up. And therefore, we're not going to get the most out of you. And also very importantly, we're going to be avoiding feedback. The feedback is really, really important, because with feedback is where we learn. And some of the hardest feedback you're ever going to receive are going to be some of the biggest learning curves you're going to have. So when we make sure we are very open to feedback, that's where we can start learning more. So if we have a fixed mindset, we don't want to hear what other people say, because it doesn't really matter. But as we all know, the best way to learn is to hear from others and also hear from ourselves. So that's why it's really important. So what is a growth mindset though? How do we get out of a fixed mindset and move to a growth mindset? Well, a growth mindset is the belief that I can get better at anything if I just practice it and I work on it and I try things and I keep failing and I keep getting better and I keep learning from all these decisions. That is a growth mindset. Now, growth mindset is incredible. It gives you confidence. It makes you enjoy things. It makes you even enjoy failing, believe it or not. Because if we know that if we fail and we learn a lesson, we're just going to make it better, then why don't we just try fail more often? So it's therefore going to give us more persistence and determination, even in the face of setbacks. So even if we have a situation where we fall to bits and someone tells us no, or someone tells us we're silly or stupid or whatever it is, as long as we know that we have growth mindset, it doesn't matter what they think, because we're going to get better and we're going to prove them wrong. So the way we can actually embrace and develop a growth mindset is by taking on challenges. Because like I said, the more failures, the bigger the obstacle, the more opportunities we get to grow. And so in the face of setbacks and things like that, that's when you start to learn all the cool stuff. I'm not sure if you're someone who reads many books, but I used to love reading autobiographies as a teenager. I thought it was so amazing because you get to learn about all the mistakes and all the things along the way that people made. So that means that we don't have to make them either. So if we're able to make sure we learn from our setbacks and mistakes and our challenges, we can actually create some major success in our lives and we can start giving ourselves more confidence to do things. Because if you never, you know, if you fail and nothing bad happens to you, why wouldn't you just keep trying again? We've got nothing to lose. So being able to make sure we have a growth mindset also helps us to like lead us towards, you know, really, really big goals. So if you, for example, want to go to university or you want to pick up a trade, you're going to make a lot of mistakes along the way. But if you can understand that and understand that sometimes a no is just a temporary no, then that means we can continue to move forward no matter what. So that's why it's really important we actually make sure we develop a growth mindset. And sometimes it can be really hard to believe it. You may not even hear it the first time. You may just think of it as, oh, I'm better at these things, but these things I'll just never get better at. You know what? It's okay to think that. But what's more important is that you openly change it, that you take the time to actually work on it and start, you know, putting effort towards it. Because some things are going to be really hard to move. Some things are going to be really hard to change, but that's okay. We just need to make sure we keep moving in the right direction. So a few simple exercises you can do to practice your growth mindset. I have three of them for you. One is to set goals. You need to set realistic and achievable goals to work for. And you have to make sure they're really important to you. Because if we're creating goals that aren't important to us, why do we want to do them? But we also need to make sure that our goals are broken down into many smaller goals. So that means that if we want to be able to play professional sport one day, we need to make sure that each game we're turning up and playing our best. And beyond that, we need to make sure that we have a really good season or we try really hard to get into the next team above us. And then keep on practicing our skills and working on small skills. Like sometimes, you know, say for example, you're playing footy or you're playing netball. You need to make sure your ball skills are really good. You need to make sure your speed and agility is getting better. You need to make sure you're still staying strong and you're working out in the gym. All these things can have goals attached to it, which is all leading to the fact you want to get better at sports. If you want to get better at school and staying on task and getting higher scores, you need to make sure that you're studying for your exam. I need to hit my target or my goal of studying for 1 hour today or 1 hour this week or even 20 minutes this week. It's making sure it's achievable for you. And then the more you do that, the closer we're going to get to that exam, the more we're going to learn. And another great thing I like to think about goals is that you're allowed to fail, but you're not allowed to give up completely. Another great way that we can actually practice a growth mindset is by journaling. So if you have a little book or in a pen near you, make sure you get it out and start journaling. Start writing down all the lessons you've learned the day, what's been really good, what's been really bad, and how can we make sure we keep moving in the right direction. If you write down your failures every day and then write down something you learn from it every day, I can guarantee you're going to turn that fixed mindset into a growth mindset every single time. And the last thing is we can practice empowering beliefs. We can start turning our limiting beliefs into empowering beliefs. So every time we put ourselves down, we have to bring ourselves back up. So that means like if we say something like, oh, I'll never get an A in my exam. Or you can say something like, I haven't got an A just yet, but I'm figuring out better ways to study for myself. Or the more I practice on this, the closer I will get to an A. And that's important to work through. So that's all we've got time for in terms of understanding what a growth mindset is. Now, all I ask you to do is go out and try some of these things. Remember that everyone was a beginner at one point. Remember that people only got better because they tried really, really hard. And so once you go out there, practice these things, write it on your board, create a little goals chart or something like that. Start thinking about how you can create a growth mindset. All right, that's all good time for today. We've got more to come with our Teen Legends special. So make sure you stay part of our Generation Get To It family and start getting out there, failing, trying new things, and then making sure we work hard to bring ourselves back on the other side. Let's get to it.